Breaking Wave Theater Company presents the first season of BWTC Podcast Plays. In this season, join us as we explore theatrical adaptations of our favorite Legends of Gwahan. This project is supported in part by a grant from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Guam Council of the Arts and Humanities Agency, the Government of Guam, and the Office of the Governor. Special thanks to our sponsors, Alter Ego Entertainment, Bank of Guam, The Tea Factory, Coast 360, and Future Smiles Orthodontics. To find out more about BWTC and these podcast plays, head on over to bwtcguam.com to find our digital playbill. Please note that some episodes may have strong language and deal with sensitive topics. A full list of content warnings is available on our website. BWTC podcast plays are produced by CJ Ochoco and James Averman, with artistic direction by Joyce Torres. Saving money and supporting local has never been easier with the Alter Ego exclusive membership program. Join today at www.alterego.com and start saving money at over 65 of your local businesses. That's www.alterxego.com. Great for holiday gifts or saving money while shopping for your friends and family.
You are tuning in to Episode 1, Punsan Zanfauna, written by Raisha Marie Charforis and directed by Sierra O'Neill, featuring voice acting by Lauren Rivera, Shell Elijah, Curtis J. Jewell, Chloe Ayanko, Jay Hafaday, and Sarah Antalan.
Special thanks to the University of Guam College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, where these podcast episodes were recorded.
How are you doing, Miss Haani? Hanging in there all right?
Hi, Doc. Yes, I'm fine. Just doing the deep breathing exercises.
I'm just gonna check how we're doing here, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, looks like we're still stuck here at 7. Oh, those last 3 inches are just a pest, aren't they?
Looks like it. I know I shouldn't push, and I'm not. But every inch of my being is ready to get this kiddo out of me and off of my bladder.
Yeah, well, looks like you've got your baby's Nana here with you. Maybe she can work some magic to help him join us out here in the noise and the love, right?
Oh, we've been trying, but my Nenny is being stubborn like his mom.
And who do I get that from?
Your dad's mom.
Alrighty. Well, you're in good hands. I'll come back and check on you in a few more minutes. But if you start getting the urge to push, just hit the call button on your bed and we'll come rushing on in here, okay?
Okay! Mom, it hurts. I'm not strong enough to do this.
Mampus helmet good. Sangani du hafamalagotmu zabai hu espiha.
No, I don't know. I'm scared. I'm feeling all these things. And his dad isn't here yet because he's on a plane. I don't know how to do this. I'm not that strong, Mom, not like you. How the heck did you give birth to all 5 of us and take care of us for so long?
You all drove me crazy. It's true. But you are strong, and you can do this. Now, calm down. Hagung Haani. Mostly, parenting is about loving your child. And it is so clear that you already love your kid with all of your heart. And that's before he's even here yet.
But really, Mom, how did you do it? Mother to mother, woman to woman, what's your secret? Also, Keep talking to me. It's helping.
I couldn't have done it without your dad. Deployment was hard. Him coming back home was hard. But he loved you kids, and that was always more than enough.
That's another thing on the list of things I might screw up. How am I going to explain to the baby why daddy might come back angry, or hurting, or both, and that's if he comes back at all?
Napara. Munga tsat hinasu ezusiha itimen masusesidi. All you can do is take things one moment at a time. You shouldn't doubt your ability to handle the difficult things when they do come along. Your strength and mine, they've all been passed down from all those who came before us. Disti antis ifa malawan gi familia mas manmesnun.
Oh my god. Mom, Nana isn't old enough to be from the dawn of time. Oh!
Aye day, ti ennau kumekeleku. Did I ever tell you the story of how our ancestors made the whole world just so they could make something beautiful out of something painful?
No. Tell me now. I think your nanny will like your stories.
Fine, maybe my grandson will settle in and listen then. Hi, my boy. I know you can hear me. Ketu nanny. Listen to the story of our people. You see, when the world was young, there was no light except for the dim stars scattered all around. And there was no real way to tell where the dark waters of our ocean ended and the darkness that was the endless universe began. In the darkness lived a set of twins, a brother and a sister, neither of which knew life without the other. They were giants, strong and powerful, and their names were Puntan and Fu'una. Fu'una was our first mother, and her strength is in you too, Ha'ani. Shh! Hagung, Hagung Hagahu. These twins were all that existed, and they were inseparable, coming into being and simply knowing the other was there. They were each other's family. And in the endless nothing, they were all each other needed. Just Puntan.
Puntan.
And his loving sister, Fu'una.
Fu'una.
Always together, never one without the other.
Never one.
Without the other.
Puntan could nudge stars here and there, forming pictures and constellations. But nothing ever truly stayed until his sister willed his creations into being.
Fu'una! Look at this! Hanomagi Zanlihao Esti!
You made something new?
Not just yet. I had an idea, and I need your help.
What is it?
I was thinking about something that could move through our waters easily, and began this. This here is the tail, and this is the head.
Oh, I think I can see how it should move then. It's lovely. Look how it sparkles.
What should we call it?
Guihan.
I like that. Look how he keeps following me. I think it likes me.
It's wonderful. He's now your little tail.
Now there's an idea. Could you...
Absolutely not. What will you have me do? Chop off your legs and replace them with Guihan?
Oh, you're no fun, sister. Just because you're older.
I am the eldest and the most fun brother. Now, what else have you dreamed of?
And so it went for eons. The siblings constantly created new things to fill the water surrounding them. Watched as life swirled around them. Fu'una delighted in the animals swimming and crawling everywhere. Colorful, even in the dim light. But Puntan could feel something happening within himself. A deep knowing that he was fading.
Puntan? Puntan? Puntan!
Hava! I mean, yes. Yes, sister, you don't have to shout. I can hear you already. Hava Malagomu.
I've been calling you for a while, but you didn't answer.
You were?
Yes. Even Siguihan was bumping into you to get your attention. You just kept staring out far off. I was asking what you were looking at.
Nothing. I was...
Dreaming?
No. I was... elsewhere? Nowhere? I'm not sure.
Puntan. Una ma'anyazu.
I'm sorry. I'm fine.
Brother.
Una. Napara. Maligzu. I'm fine, Siluhu. You're right. I was dreaming. Just dreaming. That's all.
You're sure?
I'm sure. Now's not the time.
For what?
For us to fight.
What?
We always fight. Or is it that we never fight? I think it's...
Puntan?
I'm sorry. Just becoming lost in thought. Come, let's go play with the fish you love so much.
Brother, if something is wrong...
Nothing is wrong. Everything is just as it should be.
But I...
Let's go. I want to watch them swim with us.
All right. If you're sure you're fine.
I am.
For the first time in their existence, Fu'una did not trust her brother's words. She could not deny that she felt a shift in the core of their bond as a rift began to grow between them. Puntan began to tell his sister of his dreams less and less. His desire to create, to play with his beloved fish, all began to quickly fade.
All right, Mom and Grandma, how are we doing in here?
We're doing okay. I think I felt more movement.
Yeah? Let me just check on you really quick. I want you to go ahead and walk around for a bit here in the room, just a few minutes at a time, and then go ahead and get back into bed if you feel it's too painful.
Okay, I'll do that. But is he okay?
Baby is doing just fine, and you seem a lot less stressed. Whatever you guys are doing, keep it up. I'll be back in a few.
Mom, ajuda ju tu mokui zabai famokaki halum kwatu.
Doc is right, you do seem more relaxed.
I think he likes your story, so he's easing up on kicking me in the ribcage. So, Puntan was spacing out? Other than that, though, what happened? Is everything going to turn out alright for the two of them?
I guess that depends on what you think alright is. You see, Fu'una's feeling was correct. She knew without knowing that her brother, who had always shared everything with her, had a secret. And Puntan, he knew deep within that he would need to break her heart and tell her that his time with her was swiftly running out.
Fu'una, where... We were swimming just now. Where's Guihan?
No, we weren't. Brother, it's been days. Guihan has done nothing but stay at your side, but you never paid attention to him. Your skin is burning, you suddenly stop talking. I've been talking to you and trying to feed you. Guihan has been trying to play with you, but it's like you aren't here anymore. You were...
Somewhere else. Yes, that's right. I've been somewhere else. I'm sorry.
Do not tell me you're fine. You aren't fine. Please, tell me what you need. I'll get any fish you want. We need to get you better.
You're right. I'm not fine, Fu'una. I didn't know how to tell you, but there's no getting me better. I'm fading, and we cannot stop it.
You can't say that.
This is the one time, my big sister, that you need to do as your younger brother asks. Listen to me. This was meant to happen.
You don't know that. You can't say that.
Yes, I do. And yes, I can. I feel the darkness calling to me. It feels right, Fu'una. My time is ending.
But what if...
There are no ifs, sister. I know. I simply know. My soul, it's dying.
We have always been together, brother. You are my family.
And I always will be. And even if I'm not here as you have known me, I will always be with you. Listen closely, my sister, to what must be done to make one last thing together, as we always have.
Yes, one last thing. From the both of us. From Puntan.
And Fu'una. Never one.
Without the other.
Look here.
Bubbles? The round ones like we made before?
No. These will float in the air.
Bubbles that float in the air? This is what you want to last?
Not bubbles, Fu'una. Atau. Pulan. the sun and moon to brighten your days and nights. My eyes, Fauna. These will be made from my eyes.
No, you will not sacrifice parts of yourself.
It's the only way I get to stay by your side, even when I'm part of the darkness. Please, only you can help me.
I don't want to. I'm scared it will hurt you.
It won't.
Then it will hurt me. Brother, I don't want to. I don't want to lose you.
This is so you'll never have to. My sister, I can watch your days and nights, keep you safe under my gaze, keep you warm and help you see the color of all that we've created until now.
Will there be more? More pieces of you I must sacrifice and create?
Yes.
Why? Why must it be you? Why this way?
Because it can only be us. Because it is my wish that we make one final thing to truly last in eternity. And because you love me, my sister.
I wish I loved you less.
What?
But I don't. I love you beyond measure, my brother. And you are leaving me.
Not leaving. Changing. Into something better for you. Take my hand.
They're so bright. Our creations, so full of color and life. Guihan shines in the lights. I never dreamed he'd look so beautiful. Puntan, are you still able to see this with your eyes?
But because so much of his life force had been used, Puntan could no longer stand steadily.
Puntan!
Fauna held her brother tight, keeping his head above the water.
I don't have much time left.
He touched a shaking hand to his chest.
I want your days to be bright, sister. My chest will be your sky. It will hold all our stars and reflect your moods. Bright and blue and happy. Dark when you are sad. If you cry, so will your sky.
Shh, no more. I don't want to hear anymore. Please, we can make you strong again.
But when you are done crying, my brows will show all the colors we have made. If you see them, I want you to smile, Fauna.
No.
One last thing. My back will be fertile land on which so many things we dreamed of creating will grow.
Munga Humano.
I can see it. Ungan. Uli'i.
What do you see?
All that you will make. It will be beautiful.
I can't create without you.
Guaidao, my strong, brave sister. I love you. I am with you. Always. Remember, never one.
Without the other.
Fauna wanted to rage. She wanted to curl up into herself and cry until the world flooded and she drowned. But instead, she took a breath, kissed her brother's forehead, and fulfilled her promise.
I'll finish it for you. I will make your last dream real. Only for you, always for you.
And so Fauna worked.
I give your chest to the sky, my brother, to become our sky. Ilongetta.
Tirelessly.
Your brows to color the heavens as our rainbows. Isota.
Without food, without rest.
Your back, I give your back to become our land. Itanota.
For countless days, with the sun's gentle rays shown as storm clouds gathered in the distance. Fauna kept her pain at bay, trying to focus only on what was in front of her.
And the rest. You never told me what you wanted with the rest. Wait. Green things. Yes, you wanted to make things grow. So you will be the fertile soil, and the rest will be growing things. Your drawings. Yes, I remember now. The ones you didn't let me bring to life before. I'll make those.
She worked until the land around her was covered in green-growing plants and animals that basked under the warmth of Atdao and rested under the gentle light of Pulan. Before she knew it, the work was done. She thought that by the end of it all, that peace would come, and it would feel as though he were still there. But that peace never came. Without her brother, she knew her soul had also been fundamentally changed.
I've done all you asked. Where are you in all this creation? Amanu gaigihau, Puntan!
Or am I truly alone now?
Fu'una, who had only ever known life by her brother's side, never one without the other, felt only half of what joy at creating such wondrous things should be.
You are supposed to be here. You should see what we have made.
Because her and her brother's final creation was indeed beautiful. But Fu'una had always delighted in creating things with Puntan. This world, despite being of her brother, was alien to her.
Where are you? Come back! Amanugaigi hautetluhu! Berehau maginata!
She cried for days. Out of heartbreak. Out of pain. Out of pure, utter loneliness. Until she thought her grief would swallow her up like the waves. But like a wave, her grief welled, crested, and then crashed.
Puntan!
Beautiful job there, Mom. Congratulations on your healthy, beautiful baby boy.
Oh my God. My son. Laihu. Mom, look. I have a son. I'm so happy to finally meet you.
Oh, he's perfect, my girl.
He looks like Dad. Look at his little mudzu face.
I see Alex's side too. Parehu iguing niha.
He's so tiny.
You were all that small too once. I wish you'd never grow up and stay my babies forever. But now my baby has her baby too, and I'm so glad you grew into the beautiful woman you are.
Hi, my baby. I'm your mom. I can't believe I'm a mom.
Yes, you are, my girl. You're his mom, and you're doing wonderfully already.
It's hard to wrap my head around, but I'm so happy he's here.
Welcome to motherhood, my girl. The only thing we know how to do is try the best we can.
Okay there, Mom. Let's get this little big guy's band on. Now to get him weighed and cleaned up. We'll be back in a sec.
I miss him already. This feels so unreal. I never knew I could love someone so much. I thought I loved Alex with everything I am, but it feels so small compared to when I held our baby just now. What if I mess him up? What if I'm a terrible mother?
Shh! You'll be fine, Ha'ani. You'll never be alone, and as long as you love him with all that you are, you won't be terrible. Not that you won't make mistakes, but you'll learn.
I feel like I've suddenly been thrown into the deep end.
I'd be worried if you didn't.
You never seemed nervous when we were growing up.
You know my generation, never good at sharing how we feel with our children.
Can you help distract me a little so I don't go crazy and run after the poor nurses?
Sure. What would you like?
Well, what happened to Fauna after she was done? Where you left off feels unfinished.
That's because you're right. It wasn't the end of the story.
So what happens?
It had taken Fu'una days to carry out her brother's last wishes. Once she'd finally finished all that he'd asked for, she simply began to cry until there were no more tears to give.
I don't know if you can hear me where you are, but you were right. What we've made is beautiful. You've become something more beautiful than I could have ever dreamed. But I would give it all up to have you back. Puntan,
Will you answer me?
She waited. Minutes? Hours? Time felt like it was moving at a haltingly slow pace. But her questions were only met with the sound of the ocean and the deafening absence of an answer.
I can't do this. This water was our home. You've left me alone in it. In a beautiful place, but without a way to bring you back or at least see you. Puntan, it's not fair. I've done it. Everything you've asked of me, I've done it even though it broke my heart. Am I now to live an eternity without you? Alone? No brother? No one to laugh with? No way to create more beautiful, lasting things? How can you ask that of me? Our memories are long, and one day I may not remember your face or your voice. I can't lose you twice. It's too much of an ask.
Fauna was about to resign to laying upon the land and simply letting herself fade into the ether. She sat, her hands in the water, when suddenly, a familiar scaly body rushed into her open palms.
What? Guihan? Why are you so happy? Your master is gone, don't you feel it? He's not here anymore.
But that little fish, the first one they'd ever made, who would swim beside her brother without fear, swam right into Fauna's hands, where it stayed content and still for a moment before swimming away in great leaps of joy.
Tio comprendi. Help me understand.
She sat in the ocean as Atdal and Pulan each took their turns in the sky. She lost track of how long she sat there, Guihan circling constantly in her hands. Her mind, once filled with chaos, suddenly went quiet. Then, she heard it. A soft whisper on a breeze. So quiet, she wasn't sure she heard it at all.
Never one.
Without the other.
And she looked to the land, the water, and the creatures they'd made with fresh new eyes.
Yes. I see now. You've made this place of yourself. Memories and reminders. I couldn't see it before. It's not just beautiful. It's you. It's us. Our memories. Parts of us. Living in our creations. I feel it.
I am part of you. Always.
Fauna walked up to the highest point on the island, truly taking in the beauty of her brother's last wish surrounding her for the very first time.
It really is something to see, brother. This dream of yours is so peaceful, it hurts. But I see now. You have made it so you will live on, even if I can't see you or hear you. You are still here. Stagnant and still in the earth and sun and moon and sky. You are here. Echoes and memories.
From the ocean to the mountains, she sat and took it all in. She felt the hum of life in the soil, remnants of energy, echoes of warmth and memory. At the very core of it all was the deepest sense of love. Her brother, she realized, had done all this to surround her in love, even after he was gone. It was never really about simply creating. It was about reminding her that she is still loved. She felt calm and warm and loved.
I love you always.
She found peace, and for the very first time since losing Puntan, she slept and she dreamed. For centuries after, she lived on the island alone, with no one but the fishes and the birds ever venturing close enough to the island to keep her company. And deep within herself, she felt a soft tugging, a call to be still, be at rest. She closed her eyes and could see her brother, calling her somewhere deep within.
Puntan, I've waited for so long. I saved some of it, you know. A tiny bit of your magic, my own small dream. I thought of it the first time I came to this mountain. This is my gift to your earth, my brother. I will live on with you always, both here and wherever you are calling me to. Never one without the other.
never ever without the other.
And Fauna jumped, turning herself into a shimmering stone, falling to the earth. When she shattered, the joys and sorrows, memories, and love within her shattered too. Millions of tiny fragments of memory scattered about, mixing with the magic left in her. Those fragments grew, transformed, ultimately becoming people, our people. We are reflections and echoes of our ancestry. Our first mother dreamed us up in her grief and loved us into existence. So we tell her story and her brothers forever, so their spirits are not forgotten. We carry their memories with pride and love. Always with love.
That was beautiful, Mom.
That is our history, Hagahu. And now we have a new shard in our beautiful and shimmering mosaic. Our little one here, who carries in him the very best parts of all of us, who you have sacrificed for and loved gently into life. How could you ever be a bad mother to him, when his very life began in so much love, and with more love that goes back to the very beginning of time?
I love you, Mom.
And I love you too. Always and forever. Huguaidzahauhagahu. I'm going to get you something to drink. You're out of water. Oh, Alex, you're here!
Hi, Mom.
Aide, give me a hug. I'm glad to see you, my boy. Now, hurry on in so you can see your new boy.
Thanks, Mom. Are they still awake?
Yes, they should be. I'm going to get Haani something to drink and a snack. Do you need anything?
I'm okay, Mom, but thank you. Why am I so nervous?
It's normal. Congratulations and welcome home, my boy. I'll be back in a little while, so go meet your son.
Hi, love. I'm home.
Alex! Asakwahu, I'm so glad you're here.
I'm sorry, Haani. I just got here from the flight. It looks like I missed all the fun.
I missed you, Alex. I was hoping you'd be here for the birth, but little man here didn't want to wait.
That's because he's so much like his mom already. Stubborn when he decides something.
I am not the stubborn one.
See? Stubborn even about being stubborn. Can I hold him?
Of course. I got to hold him so close to my heart all this time. It's your turn now, my love. Here, Adahi Ilunya.
Shh. It's okay, boy. Este kuihasi tatamu. God, I can't believe I can say that now. Look what we made, baby. He's beautiful. Just like you.
I think he looks more like you. But I hope he'll grow up to be at least as kind and loving as you.
This feels unreal.
I told my mom that too when I held him. It feels like a dream. He's so perfect.
Thank you, Haani, for bringing him into this world. I love you both so damn much. I'm so sorry I wasn't there while you were having him. I should have been here for you both. I just kept thinking about everything that could go sideways while you were in labor, and I just...
Shh. Na honga now, Asagwahu. I know you tried to get here as fast as you could. We love you too, more than anything else in the world. There is nothing you need to be sorry for.
I don't deserve you.
Even if that were true. And it's not. You're stuck with me for life, mister.
You and me. Forever?
You and me. Forever.
So, were the contractions as bad as you thought they'd be?
Worse. But you want to know something crazy?
What?
I'd do it all over again for this beautiful little boy we've made. Even though I was pretty sure he was going to tear me in half, he was more than worth it.
I'm sorry, I'm crying on the baby.
It's okay. He'll be crying on us every day for at least a year or so. So I think once is fair game. He's hungry. I'll take him.
Did you decide what to name him yet? I know we had a few names picked out, but we didn't settle on anything.
I think Ray, after my dad. And Philip, after yours.
Ray Philip. I love it.
Me too.
He's so tiny.
He is. But he wasn't always. My baby boy, did you know you come from giants?
Giants?
It's our history. See, long ago, the earth was covered in nothing but water, and in the endless darkness, only the dim light of stars. In the darkness lived a set of twins, a brother and sister, neither of which knew life without the other.
Thank you for listening to BWTC Podcast Plays' Legends of Gwahan. This project would not be possible without our amazing writers, cast, directors, and production team. Sound design by Jerome Ocampo with assistance from Alexander Castro. Sound editing by Robert Wong and Jan Ramos. Producing assistance by Sierra O'Neill, Chris Santiago, Grace Gonzaga, and Rihanna Ochoco. Translations by Rayana Guzman. Marketing and graphics by Rizal Alman, Steph Balagit, and Joey Datuin. We are also so grateful for the support of our sponsors, the Guam Council on the Arts and Humanities Agency, the National Endowment for the Arts, Alter Ego Entertainment, Bank of Guam, Tea Factory, Coast 360, and Future Smiles Orthodontics. Finally, this would not be possible without your support. Thank you for continuing to support Breaking Wave. Follow our journey at BWTC Guam on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
And a special thank you to the University of Guam College of Liberal Arts and Social Sciences, where these podcast episodes were recorded.